Okay, 10 minutes left. Eight. The eighth strategy is really practice this whole notion of being grateful for everything that you currently have and also being generous. I think that gratitude and generosity have a direct linkage to our ability to think bigger. I was traveling through Denver once, and I went and had a shoe shine because of just I was in one particular climate, and there was a lot of snow, so I got a shoe shine. And the gentleman there, you know, he said to me something, and I'm going to paraphrase this. He said, you know, I don't really shine people's shoes. I said, really? I mean, I'm sorry, I'm getting my shoe shine. What do you shine? He says, what I do is I shine people's attitudes about what it's like to be a traveler through the Denver airport. I shine their attitudes. And I thought to myself, now, that is someone who has elevated his work. I don't shine shoes, I shine attitudes. Now, it was a subtle twist for him, but one of the things that I have found is that when I am grateful for what I have, and that there is no longing, yearning to make that better, I can be more generous with other people because my cup is full. And ladies and gentlemen, you may work with people where you say to yourself, they just don't have a full cup. So sometimes what happens is that people become depleted at work. They are stressed out. They have massive amounts on their plate, and it is sometimes hard for them to be generous with other people. But I'm going to assume positive intent, and for a moment I'm just going to say that we will start, you and me, we will all start today, and I will give you this. I've got six recommendations here. Number one, before your head hits the pillow, list three things that you are grateful for. I want to thank and I've just totally spaced on the gentleman's name who came up with that, Martin Seligman in Learned Optimism. He has said that he's working with returning vets from the Iraq and Afghanistan war, and their mental condition when they come home is absolutely depleted. So one of the things he has said is that if he can get them to just start paying attention to three things that they're grateful for every single day, even if it's just that they did not want to commit suicide, that's something that they should be grateful for, whatever it may be. Replace, this is some vocabulary things. I think that if when we are truly grateful and we want to be generous to other people, that we should replace saying things like, oh, no worries, with you're welcome. That it actually formalizes the process of me saying, you are welcome. I'm glad that I was able to help. And that we should also take, we should say thank you far more than we do, as opposed to just saying sure, that to actually use those words, it means that we are grateful for something and we will use appropriate language and that we will also be generous to other people and say, you're welcome. Number four, on a daily basis, find one way to be generous with your time, your insight, and your wisdom. Just find one day to be generous with your time, your insight, or your wisdom. I know that I have had conversations with people at Pepperdine, and some of you have been there for 35 years, and you could teach me massive amounts just because of all of your experience. And so I want to be grateful for having access to that. I want to learn from you, and then I want to be generous and pay that forward with other people. That's number four. Number five, buy someone his or her coffee or lunch. I think that it's not... this is going to sound somewhat trite, but think about this. If you're just in line and you're having lunch with someone, say, hey, listen, you know what? I'd love to get your coffee. And you just buy it and you just say, hey, listen, no worries. No worries. You would not say that. Oh, did I just catch myself? Oh, no. I would say you're welcome. God, that's really awful, isn't it? When you're giving a work, when you're giving a teleconference and then you slip into the no worries, you can tell that I need to learn that a little bit more. But one of the things I like doing is when it's unexpected to just say, you're welcome. I wanted to do that, and to buy someone their lunch, buy someone their coffee, be generous with them. Number six, gratitude. Remember that gratitude fuels thinking and